High Mystery.
Hey, everybody in the world, it's time for another episode of High Mystery. High Mystery. High Mystery. High Mystery.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone, I'm Colin.
I'm Tristan.
I'm Holly.
And I'm Robert.
This is the podcast where we smoke weed and talk about mysteries of our universe, occasionally do 90s hip-hop style introductions.
Come on, everybody.
Today is no different. We will be smoking some weed inside of a King Palm. I've got a mixture of animal cookies and Northern Lights.
Mm. I like the Northern Lights.
Yeah.
And Southern Comfort.
I've never seen them. I've seen Southern Comfort. I know that one well.
I tried to see them. I went to Alaska, and Alaska was like, nah.
No. We're all out of Northern Lights up here, brother.
Not today.
I guess they're more prevalent in Iceland this time of year.
You said it like Iceland.
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 Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
I was there in November, so I don't know if that makes a difference of time of year.
But yeah, no. I mean, time like in their yearly rotation, because apparently they're more... they follow along a certain path most of the time, and right now it's like hovering just over Iceland.
Well, I made a mistake then.
Yes.
Alaska's still
I
nice.
I think it's
but...
like 2020 or something like that. That it's going to be over Alaska or Canada or something.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know anything about it really. I just did a little bit of research because I too want to see the Northern Lights.
Yeah, they seem pretty cool.
I don't know. I mean, I'm just not. I don't really care.
You have no interest to see these Northern Lights?
Is that lame that I just don't really...
Don't care at all?
I mean,
You've
I'll see
really
them, like, if they, you know, pop up when I'm there or whatever, but...
You wouldn't be in awe of them?
I mean, I guess I should be. I guess I would be. I don't know.
What's the most you've ever seen?
Of Northern Lights? Mm-hmm. Zero. What do you mean? Like,
you've never seen any Northern Lights? Never seen it happen?
None of us have.
Never?
Not in person?
In real life?
No. Yeah. That's just weird because, like, Wisconsin, you see them. Like, you see them sometimes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then I went to Alaska, and it was fucking awesome. Like, they were like...
So Alaska pulls out all the stops for Holly.
To a person who's already
show.
Seen them.
Right?
Yeah, but in Alaska, they're like... It's like bright ribbons that are, like, snaking across the sky, like, super crazy fast. Like, they're...
Man, it sounds pretty cool.
Pretty cool. I mean...
It's just not as much on my bucket list, I guess.
What is an item that would, like... What is your Northern Lights?
Yeah.
an awesome beach in Tahiti. Huh? Like, you know that James Bond beach that's in, I want
to
say...
Man with the Golden Gun? License to Kill?
I don't know. It's the one with, like, the pillars of, like, they're, like, basalt columns out in the water. I don't know.
I think it's in Thailand.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It's like that would be. I would rather go there.
I've been.
I mean, as far as like comfort wise, that does sound much nicer than like freezing your butt off in Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
it was cold. I was cold.
Everybody's seen a beach, but not too many people have seen the Northern Lights in all their splendor.
Not everybody's seen the James Bond beach.
Have we even started smoking anything?
Guys, what do we do here?
Yeah, Holly's got to tell us about her weed inside of her
body. Oh, right. Weed and mysteries. Got it. I've also got one of Cullen's Twisted Hemp Wraps.
No, that's King Palm.
Never mind. King Palm Wraps.
Yeah, yeah.
You're a Twisted Hemp guy.
That's right.
Packed with mystery business. From NoHo's Finest.
It's a Ms. Biz blunt.
And a bunch of Keef. Also mystery Keef from the new grinder that I got from a friend.
Nice.
Who did not know that Keef
was
exists.
A thing.
Yeah.
She's quitting weed, Holly's friend is.
She's, yeah.
What does that mean?
I know. I'm not going to be able to translate it for you, I don't think.
Oh,
but.
Okay.
You know, she's just giving all her weed stuff away and, like, not going to have it in the house until she gets more weed again, which is how it goes every single time.
You never know. I had a friend who has been taking a break for like 2 years now.
Oh, really?
It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, unless it seems like to me, unless they're getting like a sobriety pin, mm-hmm. you know, like I, it seems like everybody goes back to weed. Because yeah. it's gentle and it's good for literally everything. Tummy hurts, smoke a little weed. Got a headache, smoke a little weed.
I will say everybody is different.
Yeah, that's true.
And so, like, if it doesn't treat you right, don't feel obligated to be, you know, one of us cool guys.
Don't feel obligated to be cool.
You smoke how you want to smoke, kids. We've got a mystery today. My mystery is the meat shower.
Can we...
The Kentucky meat shower.
Can yep. we spark that line?
did me, mean, me telling you the title of my mystery fire. As the meat shower make you want to spark a blunt?
Yeah. I mean, I am still oh, hungry, but...
Some of that wiki stuff?
Oh,
no. Wiki stuff. No, we didn't bring any wiki stuff. Sorry. We're lighting with straight up butane today. We didn't...
We're not keeping it healthy.
Mm. We didn't get our hemp wick... lengths ready to go. Sorry, I'll have that next time. But the meat shower.
Meat shower?
It's near Olympian Springs in Beth County, Kentucky. I think it says Beth. Maybe Beth. Not totally sure. Don't die, Holly. We need you. On March 3rd in 1876, Mrs. Alan Crouch... was interrupted during soap making by a sudden shower of fresh, boneless, edible meat.
Like a shower from the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
I just also like, the first thing I want to point out about this mystery is Mrs. Alan Crouch doesn't even get to have her own fucking name. Like, this happens to her, and she has to be Mrs. Alan Crouch. Like, her name's probably Betty or something.
You said it was 18-something, so...
Yeah, 1876.
Meanwhile, she's making his soap.
Yep. Probably doing all kinds of other chores all day long.
And
raising
a
family.
Weaving his fabric. Killing his chickens.
It's his soap, because I'm sure she's going to use it to clean his clothes.
Oh, my God.
It's absurd to call it his soap. A man would never own soap.
Never even touch it. The flakes of meat rained from a clear, cloudless, windless sky over an area of approximately 100 by 50 yards.
I already have a theory.
Oh, do you?
I do too, but it's only because I've read this mystery.
Oh. Mine involves a meat truck and explosives.
That's not Rob's theory. Rob knows the most popular theory because he's also come across this mystery before. I knew that going in. But so basically, it rains from a cloudless sky, basically over the area of a football field.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it's a pretty solid, big area of meat that rains down. The meat range from small flecks to a 3-inch lump.
Sounds like an explosive meat pile to me.
I've heard a lot of explosive meat piles in my day, and that's definitely an explosive meat pile.
Is all the usual characteristics of one.
Meat flecks, 3-inch meat lumps.
Yep.
The telltale signs.
Hello, folks, and welcome to the obesity trough. Can I get you a pile of meat?
Just some meat flecks for me.
I'll have the 3-inch lump.
Coming right up.
Just spray it on my face.
Apparently the cat ate it on the farm. He was like all about it.
That's right.
Obviously.
And the neighbors witnessed it as well. So it's not just like her claiming that it happened.
And it was just like localized on her?
It was just this football field area. Uh-huh. So a pretty large area, but back in the day, I'm sure that's just one farm.
Okay.
Yeah. Two unidentified Kentucky gentlemen.
They don't even get a name. Right?
They didn't even claim to be with the news or anything.
You know, she doesn't get a name, they don't get a name. Equality, right?
He did find names for them, by the way. He's choosing to admit
No, it says unidentified Kentucky gentleman, so they never wanted to be named.
But they're gentlemen.
Yes.
So.
Yes. They classy. Are, yes.
They're wearing monocles.
Yep. Sipping mint juleps, presumably.
Dignified.
Yes.
I do declare it's a nice day out today.
They tested the meat and believed it to be venison or mutton.
Oh.
And I assume when like a guy who identifies as a Kentucky gentleman eats meat, or tests meat rather, he's probably just like, I tasted it. That's like deer to me. You know what I mean?
And also, like, did she call people to come, or are they just like, hey, we was walking by and we used some Kentucky gentlemen. I'll test that meat out for you.
We noticed like, you had an abundance of meat just scattered about the
place. Looks like mine. We're not sure. We can test it for you.
You gonna eat the meat that the cat's eating?
I see you growing some meat over there.
Well, I reckon we better take a break from our gentlemanly pursuits and eat some of this meat here.
I do enjoy a good venison.
I imagine that the word just sort of spread. You know,
sure.
One person said, did you hear about the reign of meat? And somebody else was like, what? Meat has a kingdom? And they're like, no, it rained meat from the sky.
And they became Evan and Costello.
We'll never know. They were two Kentucky gentlemen.
This is their origin story.
But basically, word got out, and by July, so on March 3rd, it happened. By July, scientists were testing the meat.
Okay.
So presumably, they gathered some up and stuck it in the ice box or something.
Here's this. They have ice boxes?
1876.
They have 1876. Where you put a large metal container, and then underneath it, you shove a huge block of ice that they literally cut out in Canada and, you know, pulled down.
Got it.
To normal people. Or a lot of
people.
Yeah, right.
Not good. Unlike Canadians.
I didn't mean it like that. Sorry, Canada. But I don't know. You might just, they might have just also like smoked it or like sun-dried it, like jerky maybe. But otherwise it's rancid as can be, you know?
Yeah, that's a long time back then.
Yeah, because I don't know how you would test it at that point. But controversy raged around the origin. I wrote that down. So, I assume it was a raging
controversy.
Welcome, folks. Y'all having the raging controversy?
My controversy is just lukewarm.
Some people think it's star jelly.
Star jelly.
It's a gelatin believed to fall to Earth from space.
What? That sounds like straight up ambrosia. If you ever watched Hercules, they had ambrosia, which was like the food of the gods, and it basically just looked like yummy jello.
That's hilarious because ambrosia
is also a recipe that is popular in the Midwest.
Yep.
That is marshmallows and tangerines from a can and like grenadine, but it's called a salad. And it's, well, sometimes there's spinach in there.
What?
Yeah.
Now you
basically
had me up until.
Well, it's a fruit salad with marshmallows in it, and any kind of fruit can end up in there, I feel like. And apparently spinach. That's the first I've heard of spinach.
I think my mom tried to make these very unhealthy.
She's like,
marshmallow
it says
based
salad.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That the word salad is very loosely used in the Midwest. Most of it's macaroni and mayonnaise.
Good old man.
But yeah, star jelly is believed to fall to Earth during meteor showers. So the idea being that there was like a meteor shower happening, but it was daytime, so you wouldn't notice it in the sky, and the star jelly just rained on.
That's a lot of star jelly.
Yeah, it was a fat meteor, bro.
Rain came up on all that star jelly.
It hadn't hit a planet in a long time, so it's really built up with star jelly.
Do they think star jelly is radioactive? Can I eat this? It sounds good. I don't know.
Oh, these people ate it and they didn't die.
Right? So
the cat ate it.
The cat was going to town on it. So.
Nobody else is purported to have eaten it.
Oh, really?
What about the testers,
really?
The meat testers who were like,
I don't know how they tested it. I was just joking around.
Oh, I'm pretty sure they ate it. I would take a bite out of it.
If you're an amateur meat tester, I think that's how you go about it. Like they called in the scientists later. They're like, we're self-proclaimed meat testers.
They came with a bib, knife, and fork.
That's Tristan's dating profile, amateur meat taster.
That's right, ladies.
Some people called it no-stock, which is the gelatinous matter sometimes found in sandy areas after a rainfall. No-stock, like if you ever go to a lake or something and you just see those like jelly blobs on the shore. I've seen it before. It was at a lake we went to when I was a kid, and we were weirded out by it and threw it at each other.
Like you do.
Like you do when you're like 9.
And science says this is made how again? How do you make those?
It's in sandy areas after a rainfall. I assume it's some kind of like, it's a real thing.
Yeah, I'm just wondering like how the water jellifies because of the sandy air. Like
probably some small microorganism.
Okay.
Creates a shell with the water or something. Or
the salt preserves it in some way.
Some kind of fungus, okay. Aliens, ghosts. I don't know. I didn't look up no-stock too far.
And aren't those usually like more clear, I'm imagining?
Yeah, they're pretty clear.
So I would imagine if you're, say, meat rain down, I think of meat as being red. Or, I mean, I guess it could be chicken meat. Like they didn't specify. If it's venison, though, that's kind of red.
Yeah, that's a red meat.
Well, and also just think of, like, the ranges in color just in one animal. Like, if you eat a chicken heart, that's, like, deep cherry red. But if you eat the breast, it's bright white. But if you eat the dark meat, it's darker. You know, the hues goes kind of across the spectrum. And then if you're talking about organ meat, then you enter a whole different realm of colors and variations. You know, four
That's
grams,
right. You're made of a rainbow inside, people. All the colors.
I just mean to say that meat could be lots of different, like, hues and... I don't know. They didn't describe, like, how dark in hue or tint or whatever
it was. I was just thinking if they were going to say that it was that, like, gelatin rain or whatever.
I mean, they do have an image of one still, like, in the vial or in the mason jar or something like that.
The gelatin rain or the meat rain?
The meat. They still have one like kept in its goo or something like that.
I got a meat and some goo here.
From Dainty Moore.
That's for table 12. Who ordered the meat goo?
Yeah, no, I'm saying you can see it online is that of what the meat actually looks like.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think I saw it on the Wikipedia page or something like that.
One of those.
Trust me, it's out there. You can find it. You don't even have to pay money.
We believe in you.
Basically, they decided it could be lung tissue, muscle tissue, cartilage, and even human meat was not ruled out. Mm. So basically, they were like, we don't know what it is.
Right.
It's some meat.
It's
a mystery. Mystery meats.
Another thing was they suggested that it might be cosmic meat, and I put quotes around it probably because there were quotes online about cosmic meat.
It's alien jerky.
But basically some people think there are cosmic belts of meat floating.
Like a meteor?
Like the same way meteors would. Yeah, like presumably somebody exploded a cow in their orbit and it's floating here through the universe. On that note, as I start to think about floating cow meat through the universe, allow me to light another blunt.
I will say that maybe it's Vikings did it, but they, before harvest, they would blood the land because like the iron and whatever that's in the blood like gives nutrients to the ground and you have a better harvest. So maybe someone was doing something like that and it was like
they were catapulting their land
or like dropping
meat
out of a plane or whatever.
Oh,
and like,
well, Vikings are doing this.
No,
this is
they read about the Vikings doing it and they're like, yeah, this is what we need to do to have a dang crop.
Oh, I see.
It's too early for flight. Yeah, it's 1867 or 1876. The Wright brothers did that in 1910.
12.
Yeah. So it's too early.
What the heck, Wright Brothers? Why are you making me look stupid?
But maybe they were launching meat over their property and just miscalculated their catapult, right? Sticking or something.
Things of dynamite in it, launching it up, blowing it up.
They're firing cows from a cannon and they fucked up.
Done fucked up?
Yeah. They put the cannonball in first. Then they put in the cow.
Was there a circus nearby? Was there like a human cannonball person and they messed it up and he like...
Not that I know of, but that sounds terrible. A. And B, there's no bones.
So those were disintegrated.
Those are disintegrated by the extreme power of the cannon.
Yeah.
That he regularly climbed into and got shot out of.
They had one guy who, you know, didn't... He was his first time packing the cannon and he misunderstood like tablespoons for pounds or something. And
recipe. Yeah. Colin, I can't believe you don't have the circus records of the time of the area around.
I looked up. I called Ringling.
You know, he's like, yeah, we call my brother. Are we supposed to be calling people?
It just depends. Do you care about this show, Holly? I want it to be good. I want it to be good, you guys.
I didn't realize I had to become a reporter.
Here are the meat samples that are still around. The meat in goo, as Rob described it. It basically looks like, you know, formaldehyde kept meat. I don't know that you can really tell anything from seeing it, but I will
that
put
is preserved
it up
meat.
On our Instagram. Basically, the last like main theory, which is the most popularized one, which was put forth by the locals in Kentucky, is that it's meat from a dead horse that was vomited by a large pack of buzzards flying overhead. So, let me break that down.
Yeah.
Oh, I got the picture.
I got it.
I know what it looks like.
Just to support it a little bit, buzzards will actually do this in order to defend themselves. Like if they're getting harassed by an eagle, potentially, or something like that, they will ditch their crop in order to either give a distraction to the bird or to release just like foul smelling stuff to get the bird to leave them alone or whatever. So there is some evidence to support that a buzzard would do exactly this. But she never said anything about seeing buzzards, hearing noises of the winged warfare that would presumably happen while
to have that much meat.
Exactly. Right. And I don't know. It just doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. I don't know that buzzards necessarily fly in packs. They gather around a corpse in groups. But I'm pretty sure they're fairly solitary. They don't like flock like geese or something. Of course, I don't know that to be a fact or anything. That's just what I think, you know. I'm not totally sure about that. But I don't see what would cause, like, a football field's wide worth of vultures to suddenly ditch their crops.
It's a lot of buzzards.
But that's the most accepted idea behind this. I've even seen online where people are like, this isn't a mystery anymore. This is what it is. Or it's like, you know, 30 mysteries that are actually solved. Yeah. And this is often listed under them as, like, explained by the buzzards. But I never saw a buzzard in Kentucky the whole time I was there.
Maybe it was, like, a pterodactyl. And then, like, you know, it was just not feeling good. And, it just threw up a little bit.
I'm not feeling very good today. Oh, Terry, don't say you're feeling bad. I don't know what fucking story that is. Terry the pterodactyl. He's Terry.
Because, you know, there's theories that pterodactyls still exist. So.
Yeah. Absolutely.
As has been discussed on this show.
I mean, I feel like we stumbled across something that I really like. The idea that they're just trying to cover the ground with nutritious meat. with a catapult next door, and they just misfired.
It's calculated.
Yeah, and then once it happened, they were embarrassed. They were like, oh, we can't. People think we're weird Viking people. We tell them we were meeting our ground. So I like that.
But
theory.
Would that cause the cow to explode upon impact with the ground? Would the cow not just like...
No, I'm thinking
they cut up the meat first.
They cut the meat first.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Mm. Right.
They already mince it and then put it in the catapult.
But What did they, like, they had to have encased it in some type of gelatin-like stuff, right? Because it wasn't just meat, it was, I don't know what else it was, but it was like some goo, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, I think they put it in the goo later.
Okay.
When it hit the ground, it's just meat.
It's just chunks of meat.
Yeah. Right. As far as I found. I didn't see anything about goo.
I thought I heard goo.
I thought you said goo in reference to what it was sitting in the pictures.
Yeah, that. But well, at any rate, I almost did this mystery, but then the evidence for the buzzards thing kind of was like
sold you.
Yeah, because I could also think like, say they just really fucking feasted the fuck out on a dead horse, and it was only just a small gathering of them. Maybe when they started vomiting, they were just vomiting all the excess stuff in their stomach, and that's why it got so much. Because
they, like,
kind of
fly.
Yeah, exactly. Like you feast on a dead horse and there's nobody else around, you know, it only might take 3 or 4 buzzards to really just fucking,
mm-hmm.
you know, tear that thing down until they're, like, too bloated to fly.
Who's the nature guy who's really famous, but he's not Steve Irwin or his son?
Christofferson?
Jack Hanna.
Wait, is that the person I'm thinking of?
Christofferson is, yeah, the singer, songwriter. And
I'm thinking of a younger guy with dark hair,
yeah,
and dark eyes, and really short hair. I want to say, like, Jeff Corwin, maybe?
No.
Not Jeff Corwin. Yeah, Jeff Corwin.
Is it?
It's Jeff Corwin. Thinking of Jeff Corwin.
Oh, yeah.
We need Jeff Corwin to let us know what he thinks. He is the show on, like, Animal Planet and stuff. Yeah. Okay,
I'm not smart.
He would tell us whether vultures fly together after they eat a dead horse or not. Because that's the biggest thing that doesn't add up for me, is that they would leave this horse and flock in a big group together,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? And also the simultaneous vomiting.
Well, I've heard that there's...
It's bizarre.
The idea is that, like, when one bird does it, it just becomes a natural thing for the other birds around.
Just like people.
It.
They can't hold it in.
Yeah.
Just like the beginning.
Like, or maybe they think one guy's doing it for self-defense and they're all like, oh shit, something's on our tail. Let's vomit what we've got.
He knows something we don't.
Yeah, exactly.
Just do it!
Right? Because that's just what they do in the air. They're like, follow.
I mean, if you saw someone, like, all of a sudden, like, ducking for cover or something out of nowhere, would you maybe try to, like, duck for cover?
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
If I see somebody, like, that old joke, if I see somebody running naked past me, I'm going to follow that person because they're clearly running from some shit. Some shit is going down.
Unless they're yelling, we're going streaking through the quad into the quarry.
Well, I mean, I'm going to keep my clothes on. There's no reason why I would have to take them off.
It's going to be like Forrest Gump. Eventually, he's just going to stop running and he's going to look back at Rob and he's like, all right, I'm going to go home now.
Yeah, you're the only one that followed me this entire time.
Well, I've got a lot of time left in this episode and I feel like we posited some theories on that. And
I got one more that we could posit on that.
Okay, sure. Go ahead.
Maybe she was possessed and she did one of those exorcist things where she herself, like, had twisted, vomited everywhere, and she was embarrassed. And so then she just told everybody that it rained from the sky and she didn't know how it got there.
Could be. Why not?
There was a cryptid that you were talking about that would leave their body behind.
Yeah.
Maybe it's one of theirs where it's just their bodies left behind, and do they leave their skeleton too? I can't remember.
She would pull her organs. I feel bad that I can't remember one of my cryptids, but I think it was
the
Penangolin.
Yeah.
That's what it is. The
Penangolin. We're like combining.
On an episode of Colin's Cryptids in the past, we featured the Penangolin, which is a woman who drags her organs out of her body by her head and just flies on into the night ahead, pulling a trail of organs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe they saw this this body just uninhabited, and they're like, we don't want this thing haunting us anymore. We got to chop up the body and scatter it about.
Right.
And then they're like, no, it's horse. Trust me. Trust me.
It rained on her, presumably, though. So they must have had, they had to launch it or blow the body up or something like that.
I'm wondering, did she see it rain or did she hear it and then see a bunch of meat on the ground? Like, was she actively seeing rain just falling?
She was soap making, which I don't know what that entails.
Rubbing lye and salt.
Yeah, you probably get high as fuck doing
that. We can only hope. You haven't smoked with us yet. Please light up.
The only real reason to make soap. Yeah.
I would think it's an outdoor activity.
Absolutely.
So yeah. I would think she's just kind of like, oh, little drop of meat. Oh, meat. Just like rain starts when you're outside, I would think. Because it's described as the rain.
She just runs out and starts dancing.
She actually like leans back on a chair and pulls down a thing. A shower of meat hits her body.
It's raining meat.
Yep.
Hallelujah, it's raining meat.
Amen. God bless Mother Nature. She's a beautiful woman too. Since I've got some time, I'm gonna do another mystery.
Whoa, double header.
Shabam.
Double feature.
Why not? I feel like it. This is the
mystery.
Remember
when movies did that? Sorry.
it's okay when movies did
double features. That was the best.
Mm-hmm. At the drive-in.
Science fiction.
I got it out in the theater sometimes too.
Yeah, they'd have deals, definitely. I mean, you come in matinee because you get 2-for-1. Mm-hmm. Come on.
The only time I ever saw that was with the Quentin Tarantino and Robert Rodriguez.
Oh, the Roadhouse and
Grindhouse.
Movies. Yeah, the Grindhouse. Yeah. Yeah, Tower of Fear, whatever the fuck. I don't know. Death Race? No.
Nope.
Whatever it was. Death Proof. Death Proof.
Death Proof and something about the
terror.
World.
Terror. Something terror.
Planet Terror.
Planet Terror.
We did it. We remembered the Alex Rodriguez movies.
Got there.
And the Quentin Tarantino movie.
There.
Oh, my God. Whew. Oh, I was scared for a minute that we would remember. But this is the mystery of the stone spheres of Costa Rica.
We take you from Kentucky to Costa Rica.
Yes. I use my explorer voice when I'm talking about Costa Rica for some reason. It was discovered in the...
Because it should be defined by a white man's voice.
Oh,
Costa Rica!
It's the only voice I have. It was discovered in the 1930s by the United Fruit Company, clearing land for banana plantations. Mm-hmm. Yes. And they're dated at least back to the 300 Common Era. Mm. So they're pretty old, at least 1,700 years old.
Mm.
Yeah. Basically, they found over 300 spheres of unknown origin in the Diqui Delta and on Isla del Caño. They're known locally as Las Bolas or the Balls.
Mm.
They're basically big, round
testicles.
Very detailed.
Are there an even number of testicles on this island?
They're big round spheres, you know, the balls. You
I'm
get it.
You.
They range in size from like just a small, like 3-centimeter ball that's just this perfect sphere, all the way up to like 4 meters, and they can weigh as much as like 1,600 pounds. Or 15 tons, so 3,000. Wait, 30,000 pounds?
How do numbers work?
30,000 pounds,
sure.
So, yeah.
Those are some big balls.
Those are some big balls.
Some cojones.
He's got the biggest balls of them all.
Which is a nice rap line you can throw in anytime you need it. That's a good rhyme for sure. They're commonly attributed to the extinct Diqui culture, and they're thought to have lined paths to the houses of chiefs, but their true origin is uncertain. Workers, when they initially found them, they like thought there was some kind of gold inside or something. Like they thought they were tied to the legends of wealth and stuff in the area.
So they have cracked them open.
Yep. Workers drilled holes, used dynamite, and damaged many spheres simply by moving them in order to make the banana plantations.
And then were they cursed with horrible luck?
We can only
hope. Did they all mysteriously go missing or die of freak accidents?
Of course, they have to do that too. Like, they can't just come upon something that is you don't understand without immediately destroying all of them.
Right,
right. It's just human nature, you know. It's definitely what we do.
Because I gotta know what's inside of that. You know, just leave it alone.
There could be goods inside, treats and candy.
You just said they thought that there was gold inside?
Yeah.
They just assumed that there's gold inside everything.
Well, the thing about them is they're so perfectly round that it doesn't make sense, like, technologically and stuff. They don't know how they could have made them so accurately round. And so once they saw that, they thought there must be more mystery to them or something. So it's kind of like cracking open a pyramid almost.
Sure.
So, I don't know.
Especially when there's as many as they have, what's the harm in cracking one
open? Science. Poor science.
I mean, one, yeah, sure. I'm actually kind of with you at one. Yeah. But multiple, there is like multiple that are damaged.
Oh, yeah. Because basically was just like common guys, you know, who were like, look at these are like perfectly round spheres. And I doubt anybody was like out there like, we've got to inspect the balls, Governor. You know what I mean? These were just guys hired to use a backhoe or whatever. Mm-hmm. They're like, look at this big ball that's in our way. Oh, that's sweet. Crack that open, and then, you know, it just becomes a waterfall of cracking open balls.
Especially if they're in your way.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's asking for it at that point.
Yeah, we got to put it in the road.
Of course I'm cracking that open.
But after they sort of, like, realized, oh, there's a lot of these, they're, like, near perfect, they're really good spheres, and they're, you know, important, they notified the people at the fruit company, the United Fruit Company. And they were first inspected by Doris Stone.
Yeah.
No.
How perfect.
She was like, she hears call or like notice of it and she like perks up her ears.
Yeah, right.
There are balls. Stone mystery has been slightly uncovered.
She was a daughter of a United Fruit executive. And so she's the first one who was like, these are important. We need to get some people in to check them out and stuff. And a lot of the balls that were damaged have since been made whole again, and they're all finished and refinished with modern technology or whatever. Restored, if you will.
Duct tape.
Yeah, duct tape.
Super glue, duct tape.
They got a lot of super glue down there in Costa Rica. And yeah, I don't know. I guess there's a few theories. Some people think they're from Atlantis, that they like rolled them out or something. I don't know.
Get rid of these balls. They're crowding up the ocean.
All I wrote was from Atlantis, so.
Trash from Atlantis.
Yeah. Just put it on Costa Rica. Costa Rica deal with this.
It's just a bunch of compact mermaid turds.
Compact mermaid turds, you know.
They're advanced people. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're made from three different types of stone. Just to demonstrate that they could make these balls no matter the stone, basically.
That's right.
Sometimes they
give me a stone, I'll turn it into a ball.
Give me any stone.
You've never seen ball work like this. I've got great ball work. That's the one thing it says on this guy's resume. Great with balls. They said early natives did make stone dissolving solutions from plants. So like some, or they think, there's not evidence for sure. Oh. This is not like proven that they did this.
But they could have done it.
Exactly. People think that they, you know, made stuff to dissolve the stone into the perfect sphere or whatever.
I don't know. Just like wiped it on with cloth.
Maybe.
To like
sort until
of, like,
you
polish
like
it
smooth
with you. Yeah.
It and eventually it like erodes as you go.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, and then the last theater is that they're the god of thunders, cannonballs for his blowpipe.
That one, it's that one.
Yeah.
Blowpipe?
Yeah. That was like his weapon.
Oh.
He put a...
like a spitball.
Yeah, exactly. But with 16...
that's how he arms himself. He doesn't have like a hammer.
Nope, he starts spitballing people in the back of the head. A lot of people in Costa Rica, he's
a petulant 12-year-old.
You laugh, but that's a solid weapon if you got a dart with some poison on it, or even if it's not, even if you're just shooting stuff. Blowpipes, they actually use them in South America to, like, kill birds and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. With arrows. person.
So maybe he is a formidable guy. He just has to take a second to... He's got a set rate that he can fire that thing, you know?
Just run in serpentine patterns. It's harder to hit.
Yeah, there you go. You've got that god beaten. It does say he's the god of thunder, so presumably he's got some lightning powers going on as well.
Yeah, you're dead.
Yeah. So that's the stone spheres of Costa Rica.
Maybe it was like a form of meditation, you know, like
to just
if you want to become a monk or whatever, yeah, you got to sit here and like slowly work this rock down into spheres. And yeah, if you did, you like accomplished a meditative feat or whatever.
Each one of those is a man's life.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite theories we've ever had for any mystery. Because I know that, like, monks do amazing works in short amount of times. And, like, they're incredible structures on the tops of mountains and mm-hmm. stuff. Like, I really like the idea that someone just sat with this stone and shaped it. And, like, the best monks must have made the biggest balls.
Right, exactly.
And, like, somebody was working their 2-inch diameter ball. And they're like, what? I like mine smaller. I think it has more character.
I'm going for more.
Yeah, quality over quantity here, okay?
That thing was round when you picked it up.
Shut up.
It just had a good starting structure, whatever.
They yeah. don't have any that are like halfway polished, like that are like...
Yeah, that are started and didn't yeah. actually get excavated. Yes, there are some of those. Like, and they could see like the quarries and stuff where they were making them. So we know that's like they were made somewhere by someone.
Yeah.
So it's not that they were just dropped here inexplicably, like sure. where Stonehenge is in the middle of no stones and there's all these stones. It's not like that. It's more like the Moai on...
I was just going to say that, yeah. So they just did the more literal version of it where like the Moai were like, we're going to build big stone sculptures to show the other tribes that
we like balls.
Look how smooth my ball is.
You got an awesome ball, dude. Look how many I got.
That ball is giant.
Hey, dude, I'll trade you this ball for that ball. Slaves, move this 8-ton ball. We're trading.
So many people died.
Yeah, oh, sorry, slaves. Yeah.
No.
Costa Rica. Any other theories on where these stones might come from?
Maybe it's like they have a bunch of big foots out there, and it's like a game they play. And
yeah,
they
that's
like
their
just
soccer
balls. Toss around rocks and like roll them into each other like we do with marbles.
It's basic. I mean, you've described croquet, right? Croquet?
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 Croquet? Or yeah, bocce okay. ball. Both of those are just balls you roll at each other.
Just yeah. a game in Costa Rica was their gym room locker, like gym storage.
Yeah.
Threw right. the balls in there.
Just keep all the balls in Costa play. Rica.
My new campaign to bring the balls back to Costa Rica. All the balls. What do you think they are? Do you think that each one is a tiny droidica just waiting to pop out and enslave humanity? Let us know your theories. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. We're all over the place. You know by now. Come on, you guys, you know. For High Mystery, I'm Colin.
I'm Tristan.
I'm Holly.
And I'm Robert.
Thanks for listening to
Yay,
us.
Thank you.